There's a few tricky things to remember about some of the modals. The first one is must and have to. Must and have to both express a necessity or requirement when used in affirmative sentences. They have the same meaning, although must is a little stronger and more formal than have to. Let's look at two examples. Number one, I must study hard for my math test tomorrow. Number two, I have to study hard for my math test tomorrow. These sentences really have the same meaning. When used in the negative, however, must not and do not have to have very different meanings. Look at these examples. Must not in the negative expresses something that's not allowed or it's prohibited. It expresses prohibition. For example, I must not speed or I'll get a ticket. That means that speeding is not allowed, it's against the law, and so this sentence expresses something that is prohibited. Do not have to, in the negative, expresses a lack of necessity or something that's not required, something that's optional where you have a choice. So let's look at that example sentence. I do not have to study hard for my math test tomorrow. This means that it's not prohibited. It means that it's not necessary. I have a choice. It's not required, and therefore it's optional. So to review, in the affirmative, must and have to have the same meaning. They both express necessity or requirement. In the negative, must not expresses prohibition, something that's not allowed, and do not have to expresses lack of necessity, something that's not required, not necessary. It's optional. You have a choice. Try this sorting activity in quiz group to check your understanding, and when you're done, continue reading about May.